What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting into some other news, social media, computers, and things like that, one of the Wikipedia co-founders has gone public saying that Wikipedia has been taken over by left-leaning volunteers and only offers a one-sided version of information. In other words, Wikipedia is no longer neutral. Now, in non-political things, Wikipedia is still very useful, but certainly when it comes to politics, they are very left-leaning. And at one point in the far distant past, there were Wikipedia articles both for myself, Michael Rivero, and my website, whatreallyhappened.com. And both were described as anti-Semitic. So I went on in there and I edited the articles to say, we're critical of the government of Israel. Okay, which is more accurate here. I mean, after all, my wife at the time was Jewish. And then I checked it back in and the articles had been changed back to anti-Semitism and I tried to edit them and I was blocked. Under the idea that Michael Rivero was not a recognized authority on Michael Rivero. And I made a big deal about that, and those articles disappeared. So I am definitely persona non grata, or I've been disappeared from Wikipedia. No real loss, I think. Anyway, Verizon is now being accused of collecting your browsing history and other data in order to sell it. Now, the other day I was talking about a feature that had been added to the Android phones to alert you when your microphone or your camera was being accessed by an application. And just off the cuff, I said it would be nice if iPhone had that as well. Well, turns out it does. And this is what I get for not reading the manuals all the way to the last page. If you have an iPhone, there are two little dots that appear in the status bar at the upper right of the iPhone screen. A yellow or orange-looking dot signifies the microphone is being used. If there is a green dot, it means your camera or the camera plus the microphone are being accessed. And I, in hindsight, I'd seen those come on when I was using Skype and verbal dictation. And so that's good to know. If those lights come on and you don't know the reason, then you've got some spies on your hardware. Right now, Instagram is in the hot seat. They are testifying before Congress over the damage that they can cause to young people who are using the service, in particular young people who are getting unrealistic expectations of what they should look like or behave like. And in an effort at damage control, Instagram is adding parental controls to try and head off criticism at this Senate hearing. So those controls should have been there all along. And yeah, just like ordinary TV, social media can sometimes convince kids that they're not really good enough unless they look a certain way or act a certain way. And that's a bad idea. I mean, I think everybody is just fine the way the universe made them. It's just governments and schools and grown-ups who mess them up. So what can I tell you? Over in Pennsylvania this week, their governor vetoed a law that allowed one to carry a gun in a concealed manner without a license. Now, Governor Tom Wolf is a Democrat, and he argued the legislation would only exacerbate gun violence and jeopardize the safety of all Pennsylvanians. He is, of course, absolutely wrong. Okay? An awareness that those citizens that are in that store might be armed is probably going to deter gun violence by the criminals, who, by the way, will still have guns and still carry them concealed regardless of what the law is. That's what makes them criminals, after all. But the Democrats, believe that the police should be defunded and that ordinary law-abiding citizens should be denied the right to defend themselves and their homes. from violent criminals. In other words, the Democrats have become the party of the criminal. Over in Los Angeles, their woke district attorney, George Gascon, is fundraising for a bill to give gun criminals lighter sentences. And he did this just after music producer Clarence Avant's wife was shot dead in the middle of her $7 million home. And so one more time, you know, the Democrats are the party of the criminal. Speaking of the crimes and speaking of California, stores are starting to put up their own barriers to deter these smash and grab thefts. One of them is a Safeway supermarket in San Francisco, and they have installed new barriers and security gates to try and stop this smash and grab organized looting operations. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom, responding to comments about the California smash and grabs, is saying, well, you know, actually the crime is higher in Texas, and, you know, why aren't you paying attention to that? Which is not really an answer, I think, for the people of California, because I'm sure they don't really care how much crime there is in Texas. They're concerned about the crime taking place right in front of their eyes in their very towns, in the streets surrounding them, okay? And it is a problem. And Newsom just wants to duck the political fallout from it. Meanwhile, over in Chicago, their mayor is actually blaming the retailers for the smash-and-grab lootings. And I don't know how he gets from here to there, but that's what they're saying. All right, now let's see. Oh, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. The Rockwood School District has now admitted to calling the FBI on parents who are basically angry over the sexually explicit books found in some Rockwood High School libraries. And I have seen illustrations from these books. And as I've said before, when I was in high school, the only place you found illustrations like this was the dirty bookstore, you know, not the high school library. And we're still seeing the fallout from that letter comparing parents protesting the school boards to domestic terrorism, and it's resulted in a loss of funding for the National School Boards Association, and it's costing them a lot of money. You know, go woke, get broke. Meanwhile, parents are demanding removal of an Hispanic school board member after she doxed white parents who sued over the mask mandate. That was not very good. Doxing is, that's not polite to do. That's like swatting, you know. One of the Build Back Better provisions is for universal pre-kindergarten education, which should read pre-kindergarten indoctrination. Now, it will be a boom for teachers, many of whom will be needed to deal with these pre-kindergarten sessions. But again, it's part of a plan to de-link the child from their own parents and to minimize the influence parents have over their own children. And that is definitely in the Build Back Better program. I'm definitely opposed to that because we've seen what the indoctrination agenda is like in the existing schools. It's you know, drag queen story hour and LGBTQ and transgender ideology. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? On that last one, there is a huge furor over in California regarding woke math. And this is a plan to change the math curriculum to make it easy enough so that everybody can do well and have a level playing field and they can all be equally math illiterate. And over 900 U.S. professors have signed a letter blasting the idea of abolishing advanced math in schools. And you know, all men are created equal, is a good politics, and in the context of the Declaration of Independence, it was to basically reject the idea of nobility. It was not a mandate to make all people's outcomes in life equal. Okay? That's not what it was meant to be. So, you know, they're out there pushing their equitable math framework, and it prioritizes social justice ideology over actual mathematics learning. Big, big mistake. We're raising a generation of incompetence. You know, they'll know the proper pronouns, but they won't be able to do a calculation. They won't be able to engineer anything. No wonder China and Russia are pulling ahead of us, especially militarily. It's a disaster in the making here. Over at Duke University, researchers are now claiming that farmers markets and donating to food charities is just another form of white supremacy. And let's see. Oh, we actually have a phone call now. We're going to go to David in West Virginia. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? David, are you there? I'm not hearing David.
Hello.
Hello. All right, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm having a problem with RBN today. I can't get them on my computer. I was listening earlier with the telephone number. And anyway, what I was calling about has to do with what you were talking about earlier about Tucker Carlson and war with Russia.
Yes.
And it's something I've seen while going clear back to Iraq. We get this attitude towards a personality, whether it's Saddam or whether it's Putin. And then if you oppose war with that country, you are a traitor fighting with this other person. And what people seem unable to get their heads around, at least our mainstream media seems to be unable to get their heads around, is the idea that something could be good for both Russia and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, avoiding nuclear war might be good for Russia. It might also be good for the United States.
I would certainly agree with you on that one.
But they get into this zero-sum game that if you oppose war with Russia, then you are Putin's stooge.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you oppose the Iraq war, you were siding with Saddam. But possibly opposing the Iraq war could have been good for the United States as well. And possibly opposing war with Russia could be good for the United States as well.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're on the other side. And
yeah, that's the way they operate. They sell the thing. Mark Twain wrote about that quite a bit, you know, about how wars get sold to the people, and, you know, those who oppose it are shamed and called cowards and, chastised for not seeing the need for war. And you're right about the media toes the line here. A few years ago, the Washington Post actually included my website on a list that was deemed an arm of Russian propaganda. And I thought that was funny. I made up a little coffee cup in the online store about that.
Actually, if you wanted a good quote of the day for current times, I forget which Nazi it was, but what you were just talking about if you don't support the war, you're a traitor. One of the main four Nazis came up with that famous quote, and I can't think of which one. It's not Himmler.
Let's see.
The head of their Air Force, whatever his name was.
That wasn't Goebbels, was it?
Goering.
Goering, right.
I believe it was Goering.
Yeah.
If you don't support the war, you're a traitor and a coward. And that's how you... He was saying that's just how you herd people into war. is by pointing this out and calling them a traitor and a coward, and he ends up saying it works in every country.
Yes.
And that's what we seem to be doing now with Tucker. If you don't support the war, then you're a traitor and a coward, and you're a Putin stooge.
Yep.
But anyway, that was pretty much my whole comment. And keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, Mike, first off, I want to talk about, I want to go to St. Fentanyl Floyd. And I want to talk about Mullet, the Smollett. This guy's family got $35 million. And, you know, it's funny, the cops tried to arrest him for a $20 bill, a fake $20 bill in the store he was trying to push off. So now the family, I guess, ended up with like $35, $38 million for Chauvin giving him the chokehold. Talk about Israelis. But this guy's family ends up filthy, with millions of dollars, filthy rich. And, you know, Mike, we got the Smollett, the Mullet, who now is acclaiming the two black guys that they were supposedly to be white, who tried to start a race war. This moron is basically saying he was having a love affair at one of the Sandro brothers in the bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is disgraceful. I mean, Mike, I don't even know how to – what's the word for this insanity? Okay? And these liberal freak shows. And, you know, you know, it's just mind-blowing, Mike, that this is going on in our country. We got to hear spend millions of dollars for this nonsense. They spent $180 million in overtime for the Chicago cops to investigate this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mike, here this guy Smollett's guilty as hell. They'll probably slap him on the wrist and say, don't ever do that again, Jesse. The one, the Fox lady, she should be put in prison for her filthy cover-up, the lies that she's gotten away with. I mean, Mike, let's not kid ourselves. The blacks want to protect the blacks at all costs. Well, I'm a white man, and I want to protect all. I want to wrap my arms around all my brothers and my white sisters and your audience and my people, and I want to embrace them. And I say I have a better cause for them, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want a better cause for all white Caucasians. Is there anything wrong with that? I want a better cause for all Hispanic whites. Yeah, I want a better cause for all blacks. Well, you know the whites can't. You know they're racist. They're bigots. Hey, we made this damn country, ladies and gentlemen. Not the Afro Americans and not the Hispanics. White Northern European culture made this country the greatest country. It gave us space, white, and every other damn thing we got in this country. So it's appalling to me, Mike, to see this Jesse Smollett, and basically, Mike, this guy's guilty of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Floyd, they're trying to make this guy like he's a saint. The guy, they're making Floyd like he's Saint Fentanyl Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Floyd, who is a nuts, okay? The guy put a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach, almost blew the baby, killed the wife and the baby in the stomach. He was probably a hairline away from pulling the trigger on her. But we don't hear about that. We all know Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin was an idiot. There's no question. But, Mike, he was taught by the Israelis. He wasn't taught by a regular Minnesota Police Department how to actually take care of a situation like that. So he got very aggressive, and he was wrong. And he's paying ultimate consequence. But, you know, Mike, hearing all this nonsense off these leftist Bolsheviks, this Don Lemon Texan Jesse Smollett, we know you're innocent, Jesse. Juicy Woosie, whatever they call him, Juicy Woosie, whatever. I don't know what the hell, what is this guy's name? Juicy Woosie, Jesse Pussy, I don't know what it is. But this guy, Don Lemon, this is guilty, Mike. Look at Como. Look at these Como brothers. Homosexuals, they're nuts. I mean, our country's like a giant soap opera. It's disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's meaningful being done, unless only when you talk about Mars and hope to God we can get there. Maybe even make some oxygen on the trench and the trench as long as the one in the Grand Canyon.
The Valley Marineris. Yes.
Yeah, that's the only hope we got, maybe. That might be our only hope. If they can get next to them atomic neutron bombs in there, get a cloud system going on Mars. I don't know. I guess you're talking now, Mike, about using the little moon on one of Mars moon to reflect off some sunlight onto the planet. Here's something about that.
Well, it's a little too small for that. Tom, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these four.
Oh, yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, we were talking about Mars, and you mentioned this idea about reflecting sunlight off of the Martian moons to warm up the surface. The moons aren't that big. Here on Earth, we have a moon that is a significant proportion of the size of our planet. In fact, a lot of people say it's actually a double planet. Moonlight doesn't really help warm up the Earth all that much. Rather than trying to turn Mars Earth-like, I think it would be advisable to try and restore Mars' original climate. We know it had an atmosphere at one time. It had liquid water at one time. The physical scars left on the planet suggest that it had a gigantic impact that created the Utopian Plain and also the Tarsus region, that whole uplift, not to mention that giant crack along one side of the planet. So it was a viable planet at one time. And maybe with some terraforming Martian style, it could be restored. Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, Mike. I hope they can do something like that for the future generations, because I think this Earth is going to burn up, and I think that might be the only alternative to save humankind as we know it. Now, Mars is probably the last frontier to save the humanity.
And, you know, there are two issues there. One, when the sun dies, Mars will die with it as well. But by that happens, humans may have either evolved into something totally different or been supplanted by something else that has evolved to be smarter, hungrier, and more ruthless than we are.
Yeah, we all could become reptilians. Who knows? You know, it's going to be interesting. But yeah, here's what I got to say. Now, I hope something good happens with that. But here's what I got to say, Mike. I got a little information for you. You might be not made aware of. First of all, Mike, in the Miami Herald, they reported, and before I go there, I was looking at Numbers USA. The white population in the United States of America is currently right now at 64%. Are you familiar with that, Mike?
Yes.
We're at 64% in all Northern Europeans. So we still are in a supermajority, believe it or not. And we need to start acting that way. Our people need to start acting like we are in the majority. We're not the minority. We're not the asphalt. We're the gasoline. We got to keep the flame going. So here's what I got to say, Mike. And that's number one. Number two, in the Miami Herald, they reported last week, 3 days ago, actually, Mike, not even 3 days, about 3 days ago, I read it. Dade County's population right now for white Anglo-Saxons is 11%. However, the reason they brought this up in the Herald, we don't have one white Anglo man or woman on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County right now, Mike, is at 52% Northern European white. Okay, Broward County, it's going to be under that probably the next 5 years. It will be dominated by Hispanics. So there you go, Mike. Once they get the power, they don't even want you on the power base. Now, all the blacks and all the Hispanics, they always scream and cry to poor mouth, me don't have no representation. Well, you know what? The white Anglos don't have no representation when they fall under a certain threshold. So, Mike, we got to stop this. It's got to stop at all costs. It should be equal across the board. I agree with the 33-degree rule. Like in county jobs, hiring, 33-degree rule for everybody. You hire 33 people of white, 33 black, 33 Hispanic or Chinese, whatever. But this is nonsense what they have done in Dade County. This was called, like I told you in the past, Mike, on your show, this was the Magic City at one time. Everybody from all over the world came here, okay? They still do, but not like they used to. They used to have Miami Beach and all that, the great shows and Fountain Blue and all that. Well, we don't have that anymore, basically. They've wiped that out because it's a cultural thing, Mike. It is definitely a cultural thing. And I'm going to tell you this, Mike. I got to repeat this. I have friends I'm very close to.
Mm-hmm.
That island, the Caribbean islands, you know which island I'm talking about. But I'll say all the Caribbean islands, they're suffering big time right now, Mike. There's hardly any food to eat over there. I just talked to a friend today in Puerto Rico. They're struggling over in Puerto Rico, Mike. They're running out of supplies. They can't find paint in their Home Depots or nothing. They're basically, their shelves are bare in Puerto Rico, Mike.
Yep.
Or you go figure. So go figure what's like the food prices in Puerto Rico, Mike. And you got the Senacio Ocasio-Cortez always complaining how bad white man is. Well, why did you come here to this country, Senacio Ocasio-Cortez, who talks crap about white people, this and that? Why don't you stay over there in Puerto Rico? If you hate her, go to wherever you're going to go. Haiti. And Mike, by the way, they still have not released those mercenaries at Haiti. They're still making a big deal about that.
I think they released two more of them this week, but there are still something like nine.
Yes, there is. There's still a few left over there, so I think that's appalling in itself. I mean, I don't know if the ransom has
been paid or not.
And all we heard when Trump was president, how bad Russia. We never heard nobody other country about Russia. We really want to go in a fight again, a war with Russia? I don't think so. I think we'll get our ass handed to us. Or it'd be a wipeout. Won't be good for either country. But, you know, Mike, all this stuff that there's talking and these leftist talking heads, spin doctor, meisters, whatever you want to call them, the filthy lies they perpetrate against white America has got to cease right now as I speak. I've had it with this nonsense, these filthy warmongers and these filthy liars. And, Mike, let me ask
you
one thing.
All right, Tom, I've given you a big chunk of time, and we have to take a break for commercials. So thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Back to our show here, and before we go back to the phones, there is breaking news. The jury in the Jussie Smollett case has reached a verdict. Everybody is being called back to the courtroom for it to be read. I don't know if we're going to get the verdict before the end of this show, but we're certainly going to be keeping an eye out for it. Okay, let's go to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. Yeah, you were mentioning Wikipedia earlier in your broadcast and how left-leaning they are. They're not just left-leaning. I mean, they deliberately lie. They deliberately cover up facts. It's sort of like the Ministry of Truth from Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, all the media is like that.
Yeah, but I mean, Wikipedia is used by students, university students. It's kind of considered like the new, you know, encyclopedia and go-to source for, you know, basically everything. And people just accept it as being, if it's not there, it must be, you know, not be true. And recently I was looking at the Ghislaine Maxwell entries.
Yes.
And there was a few real recent edits and omissions. One was someone went in there and took out the fact that her Father Robert Maxwell was a pension fund swindler. So, I mean, he was a pension fund swindler, but they decided that you didn't need to know that information. So someone
I'll bet they didn't mention that he was also a spy for the Mossad.
Oh, yeah, forget that. Yeah, you know, he's a big part of this whole Epstein thing. I think his daughter was involved. Anyways, about 15 years ago, there was a YouTube video back before YouTube was censored a lot, and it was basically a bunch of Hasbara from Israel, people that were paid to put favorable articles in newspapers as far back as 1983, The Hasbara program. And lately they jumped all over Wikipedia when it came to making Israel look favorable, especially after Cast Lead and all these other incursions into West Bank. And so there's a video that anyone can go on YouTube and find out. You just type in Israel hires Wikipedia editors. And the very first person that you see, his name is Naftali Bennett. Now, this was 15 years ago, and he was talking about how, we just try and get rid of all the lies. We put our a Zionist slant, and now he's the prime minister of Israel.
Yeah.
So it's a little funny. Before, when I was doing some Boston bombing research, and I was, looking on Wikipedia, learning about the Zarnett brothers. There was an actual scandal from involving the Belfer Center, which is attached to the Kennedy Center in at Harvard.
Yes.
And, they got a lot of free money from the Democrats. And something called the Stanton Foundation. So someone made from the Stanton Foundation gave the Belfer Center, both of them, they put in $3.6 million towards Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
That was the largest one-time gift that they ever got. And then it turned out that some of that money actually was used to pay a Wikipedia editor, improving Wikipedia articles related to international security. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because the director of the Belfer Center and the Stanton Foundation were married. So that was, a little pay-for-play information there.
Okay.
And the Belfer Center actually has a lot of these shady characters. Former CIA director John M. Deutsch, former Fed chairman Paul Volcker, a leading patron is Nathaniel Rothschild.
Yeah.
So, there's big money, and they need to, omit these, the reality that we're, it's Wikipedia is, I use it myself if I'm looking for something. But you got to take it with a grain of salt, because they're really trying to, omit.
Yeah, for anything of scientific or technical nature, it is a good resource. It's just, when it comes to politics and recent events, there's clearly a bias at work there. Anyway, Daniel, I'm going to let you go here now. We've got callers waiting, and we're getting close to the end of the show. I'm going to switch over to Steve Elkins, and Steve, of course, is another host here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, since Omicron came on the scene, November 24th in Africa, Dr. Peter McCullough has been all over this, giving new information. He's done some research. And just to let you know, I talked to him a couple times today. And he's going to be on Fox tonight on Laura Ingraham's show, The Angle, tonight. So he's got some news to share about Omicron, whatever you want to call it. So I just want to let your listeners know, you want to tune in. He sent me some great videos. I assume he's going to talk about some of these videos. Give us some good information and tell us the real truth of what's going on here.
Okay. Well, do we know what time he's going to be on Fox?
It's right after Sean Hannity's show. That's Laura Ingraham's spot right after Hannity. So my time will be 10 o'clock.
Well, we can look it up in our little guide there. Anything else, Steve?
That's it. Just some good information from Dr. Peter McCullough tonight.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up there. And we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Yeah, all right. That's good. You know, last night, I don't watch the news too much. But I was flipping through the channels that came upon CBS Evening News.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was Hillary Clinton there. They had a piece on her reading her acceptance speech for the 2016 election.
Yeah.
And she was crying. She was tearing up, you know, these bad Trump and the Russians stole her crown, you know.
This is a woman that was pathetic. It was absolutely pathetic.
And this is a woman that has this, because of her, because of Obama, and because of Victoria Nuland, these people are responsible for putting us in the position that we're in now, almost on the verge of World War III.
Yeah.
And the media is just, it's worse than Pravda was in the middle of the Soviet Union.
Yes.
I just thought I'd bring that up. I wanted to vomit when I saw that. And the second thing is the January 6th insurrection. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but back in 2008 or so, wasn't there Occupy Wall Street and Occupy this, Occupy that? Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that just an occupation of the Capitol? That's all it was.
It wasn't even really an occupation. I mean, looking at the videos that had been allowed out, they looked more like tourists, taking a look at the building.
Well, yeah, maybe a little more than that. They were protesters. They were peaceful protesters.
There were some peaceful protesters, and there were also agent provocateurs. You know, it's now known there were FBI informants in there trying to cause trouble. Antifa was there trying to cause trouble. Black Lives Matter was trying to cause trouble. This whole thing was staged from beginning to end.
Yeah, there's somebody who's suing the Biden administration. Suing Nancy Pelosi for calling him on the carpet. Let me see if I have it here. No, I don't. But you might want to go to InfoWars. They had the story.
Okay.
Someone is actually suing Nancy Pelosi over January 6th. So might be something to look at.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Don in Russia. Hello, Don. Drusia, what's on your mind?
I'd like to share the research with them. Moses was his inspiration. I've got the program in the background. I can't really hear you. I've got to get it off.
Yeah, it's always advisable to turn the program off here and just listen to what's coming over the telephone.
Trying to get the program off.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to fill some dead air here while Don is getting his tech together here. This story was a little kind of weird, and it came on out about how this Texas school board equity co-chair resigned after doxing white parents. I think this is the Hispanic that we mentioned in the earlier story. Meanwhile, Dave Chappelle's former high school has now reversed course, and they're going to stand by the star. They're going to name its theater after him, despite the controversy over the closer. And I'm glad that really happened. You know, one of the things the woke movement has done, we've lost our sense of humor. Anyway, let's try with Don again. Don, are you there? Okay, Don? He needs a little bit longer. All right, just text me, message me when he's ready to go, and I'm going to go on with some more news here. The liberals are out there attacking pretty much everything to do with society as it is today. They're now attacking a children's book called Harry the Dog. We've reported before they're attacking classic books by Dr. Seuss. They're attacking works by Disney for sexist stereotypes. They're even taking issue with the use of the word he. Well, I'm sorry. He is a legitimate word. I'm a he, and nobody's going to take that away from me. Okay, I understand that Don is ready now. Don, what's on your mind?
I've been looking to talk to you. I'd sent a little money a couple of weeks ago. I told you.
Okay, Don, you're dropping out.
I'm sorry. I got the program on in the background, and I can't get it. Just a minute, I'm going to shut the hole.
All right, well, Don, go ahead and take care of that, and I'm going to do some more news here. And I understand you're using Skype. And all right, so let's go back and do some news until Don has got his tech together here. All righty, psychiatrist Dr. Miriam Grossman was out there basically saying that the mental health profession is totally taking, you know, departure from reality. Trans teens are being told they can deny biology and not pay a big price. And, you know, if I had a dollar for every gender that's out there, I would have $2 and a lot of counterfeit notes here. Okay, let's try Don again. Don, are you there? Let's hope you got everything working.
Yeah, I got it working. I wanted to say thank you for all the reporting you do, especially on Israel and their influence on the American government. But
yes.
I had sent you a check a little while ago. I told you I was actually supposed to be, I'm 82, I was supposed to be kicked the bucket a year ago with this liver bile duct cancer, but I'm doing good yet.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'm here with, I'm with my wife here in Russia, and we're doing pretty good. It's 8 hours later. It's 1:47 in the morning here, but good to talk to you. I wanted to share with you my research on Muhammad. You know, he was a camel caravan driver and learned the Torah from the Jewish merchants on his caravans.
Yes.
And that was just like I still in the airports when I've been traveling four times a year. I went across to, I spent summers in New York and winters in Florida until I got stuck here the last year. I'm just ready to here with my wife. But at any rate, Moses ends up in the Quran.
Yes.
I think it's 147 times. And this inspiration, Moses went up on the mountain and got his inspiration. And then
yes.
when he went. He had killed that Egyptian when he was 20, and he escaped because he was afraid if the Egyptian pharaoh found out, he'd be dead. At any rate, 20 years he went and across the Red Sea there, and rescued, helped three women with a herd that mm-hmm. were having trouble getting into to water their animals. It turns out they were three daughters from the high priest of Midian. Mm-hmm. And he ended up marrying a Midian. The Midian high priest gave his oldest daughter his wife. So that was his wife, and he was there 20 years. He goes back to Israel. Comes out, leads Israel out, and goes up on a mountain, and God gives him all this power. And then he takes 1,000 for, this is in Numbers chapter 31. He takes 1,000 out of each of the 12 tribes, and has the men all exterminated, and they come to him with the women and children, and he's Moses, who is there with Eleazar, and he's angry. He says, kill them all except the virgins. They kept 32,000 virgins. But that was Moses, that was Muhammad's inspiration. And that I'm a Christian. I still love Jesus. It was the mm-hmm. it was that priesthood that had Jesus murdered.
Well, you need to remember the Bible was written by Romans, and they wanted to duck responsibility. They executed Jesus for treason, and at the Council of Nicaea, they all agreed that they were going to blame it on Israel. And it was a bum rap, what can I tell you? Anyway, listen, Don, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and I got to wrap up the show. So good luck with your health, and best to your wife, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime fighting, political science analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no way.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and there are no further updates yet regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The jury has reached a verdict. The court has not announced a specific time when the verdict will be read, but everybody has been called back to the courtroom, and that was half an hour ago. It's going to take them a while to get there. So we'll probably get the result of that tonight, but not during this broadcast. Anyway, getting on back to the news, over in Scotland, the woke factor, if you will, woke factor one, okay, they want to ban words like addict, alcoholic, and junkie to destigmatize people who are addicted, alcoholic, and junkies. We don't want to make them feel bad about their lifestyle choices, and so in Scotland they're going to ban those words. I think that's utterly ridiculous. It is here. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has come on out saying that we should stop stigmatizing men who spread AIDS while having sex with men to whom they've given dirty heroin needles. And I don't think that's going to work out too well either. So we'll see what happens there. Over in Charlottesville, they've been dealing with that Robert E. Lee statue. There was an offer of $100,000 to buy it, and the Charlottesville City Council instead gave the monument to an African American history museum so they can melt it down and turn it into something else. So that's $100,000 that probably would have benefited the people of Charlottesville, and it's all gone now. Meanwhile, the earth is continuing to rock and roll. There was a major explosive event at Sangay Volcano in Ecuador. The ash went up to 50,000 feet. Boy, there's a lot of volcanoes going off all at the same time. Meanwhile, in Japan, there is a geological feature called the Nankai Trough, and it is experiencing an earthquake swarm moving along the edge of the subduction zone from Mount Fuji to Key Channel on Tokara Island. And so that is of concern. Meanwhile, up off the coast of Oregon, they have had a 5.7 magnitude earthquake. A lot of people still concerned about potential quake activity from the Cascadia subduction zone. Up at the International Space Station, they were forced to swerve to avoid a collision from a discarded 1994 U.S. rocket. This is the second time it had to move to avoid hitting space junk. Meanwhile, Japanese billionaire Yasuko Maezawa has launched to the ISS on a 12-day mission where he's going to answer important scientific questions such as what happens when you play Pokemon Go in space. All righty, there's the music. It is time to end the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. You are keeping RBN alive and kicking through this critical time. And we thank you all very much from the bottom of our heart. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, and aloha, America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.